This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving on to a story that actually has been getting a lot of attention since last week. So last Friday, Serba Dynamic was acquitted of all charges by the Attorney General's chambers. So we're unpacking what all this means. Now, the roots of all of this is actually back in last December when oil and gas company Serba Dynamic Holdings Berhad and its four top executives were charged with submitting a false statement to Bursa Malaysia. Now, this was related to the revenue figure of 6.014 billion in the company's 2020 report. The AG's chambers later withdrew the criminal charges after receiving a letter of representation by the accused on March 21st and subsequently directed the Securities Commission to compound these offences. And then last Friday, they were fully acquitted of the charges following the full settlement of the 16 million ringgit fine that was slapped on them. Now, it's the reasoning behind the acquittal as well as that compounding that has had a lot of people talking. So according to AG Tan Sri Idrus Harun, the reasoning behind this is that criminal proceedings were not pursued due to the potential economic consequences. And he said that the impact of the charges were disproportionate with the severity of the alleged offences. He also pointed out that the company is already facing winding up petitions from creditors, which would affect the livelihood of its employees and the interest of shareholders as well as creditors. Now, he noted that that by compounding the offences, a lengthy trial could be avoided. He also added that the evidence available was circumstantial in nature. And if we look at the response from Serba Dynamic, meanwhile, CEO Datuk Dr. Muhammad Abdul Karim Abdullah said in an interview that this controversy was caused by quote-unquote hidden hands that wish to see the downfall of the company. And he claims that the auditors at KPMG and the Securities Commission escalated matters without proper investigation. So to understand in many ways the pushback towards what has happened, as well as much discussion that this case is generating, we're going to be joined very shortly by Cynthia Gabriel, human rights advocate at the Center to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. But in the meanwhile, send your thoughts our way. You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now on the line with us, Cynthia Gabriel, human rights advocate at the Center to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. Cynthia, good to have you back as always. So the AGC has dropped criminal charges against Serba Dynamic, citing economic consequences towards its employees. What do you make of this decision?
Well, when the news first broke out, we were quite shocked, really. And it appeared that, with due respect, the explanation of the Attorney General seemed to be without proper basis. And that it meant many things to different people, but I think one of the most glaring things was that the criminal charges which were withdrawn by the Attorney General needed a whole lot more explanation. And the fact that the explanation itself was about circumstantial evidence didn't quite resonate, because there was a legal tussle that preceded all this, and that perhaps there needed to be more consultation or understanding, even digging deeper with the Securities Commission, whose main task is to actually administer the Capital Services Act. And this is where I think Serba Dynamic and its issues, even though it may seem very far away from everything daily life, it actually has a lot to do with the administration of justice and the fairness of the rule of law. So we're actually quite concerned about more than just the basis and the facts around the case of Serba Dynamic, because it actually looks like the view of how the criminal charges were withdrawn against Serba Dynamic ought to have been pursued with better due diligence, with better explanation to the public. So the first part, I think it's really good that the Attorney General had tried to explain. But his explanation had actually raised more questions than answers. And so now it looks like there's a case of two standards. of the administration of the rule of law. If we remember that poor chap that had stole a few packets of Milo and had to go to jail. But in this case, the big boys and the big companies always seem to be able to get away. So I think that was the first thing that struck us to answer your question, is that it's happening again. And it looks like there's two different types of punishments for those that have money and those that don't. But then if we look at the case again, there's even more questions to ask about how come the criminal charges were withdrawn and they were just left with compounds. Just pay a fine and you can get away with it.
So even in that sense, right, there's been a lot of pushback to the fact that they were acquitted after they paid that 16 million ringgit compound. And specifically, the criticism is that that amount seems very low, given the weight of the charges. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is like a bit of a light slap on the wrist. And it doesn't commensurate with the magnitude of the transgression or the malpractice. And for the Attorney General to suggest economic consequences for his reasons to pull back the criminal charges seems rather disproportionate and seems rather unfair to some extent that he would have let go Turbodynamic in this way. And it actually isn't just about Turbodynamic, because it actually spells out a kind of precedent which is very unhealthy for this country. And that is what we are really quite concerned about, because it is not really a one-off type of case that we are talking about. And how is it that they managed to settle for paying compounds? Now, I also wanted to say that this whole thing about paying compounds isn't just isolated to the case of Turbodynamic, but I just wanted to extrapolate it to several other crimes that were committed by high-ranking politicians or high-ranking businessmen. That in recent months, we've seen the case of a money laundering case of, UMNO, high-level politician, Secretary General Ahmad Maslan, also getting away from his money laundering charges by just paying a fine. And the details of the case may not be the same, but I'm talking about how criminal charges could now see the trend of settling with compounds. And in the case of Turbodynamic, 16 million looks like it's really nothing for such a big oil and gas firm. And so now the executives are all acquitted, and so it's at the end of the story. So it is really about the administration of justice, and that justice needs to be seen to be done, and it has to be done in a fair manner. And I think that those are the things that are quite disturbing from the developments around Turbodynamic case.
What kind of mechanism does Malaysia have to ensure accountability, particularly when it comes to big companies like Turbodynamic? Is that system robust enough?
Well, yeah, that's a very important question, because we do have the Companies Act, in which most commercial vehicles have to subscribe to. And there's sufficient means for them to be accountable. And right now, there's also the introduction of Section 17A, which is anti-bribery, due diligence, strict liability offence, which is applicable to all commercial organisations. But in the case of Turbodynamic, it was a case of wrongful filing of statements and that they had defrauded on some fronts on their statements, etc. So this is where the issue of corporate liability needs to be properly enforced. And I just want to assert the point about enforcement, that the enforcement has to be fair, the enforcement has to be based on the principle of fairness, the rule of law, and that even if you're a small or big company, you're actually entitled to uphold the same rules and the same law. So in this case, it is rather disturbing that big boys can get away.
How do these events impact the perception of the Malaysian markets, particularly when it comes to integrity?
Well, it definitely affects the confidence and the trust system of the capital markets. And I think it needs to be realized that the case of Turbodynamic is not isolated. It is definitely going to have an impact on the larger capital markets. And the fact that we do have a good and complex Capital Market and Services Act, the point here is about the enforcement of the Act, and that the Securities Commission actually acted very firmly in this case of Sterber Dynamics. So it makes it even more questionable over how its ending had come to be, and the role of the Attorney General in actually allowing for the criminal charges to be withdrawn is something that should never be an example for the capital markets in the future. So I would assert and urge the Attorney General to explain further and provide more transparency around the issue, and how is it that he came about with the decision. So if there was more information, there would be more understanding on the part of companies, businesses, and people, so we can let the issue rest without feeling very disturbed about the unfairness of how this whole case was treated.
So moving forward, what should we be keeping an eye on as the story develops?
Well, I believe one of our concerns is about the enforcement of the laws. So we may have good laws, but as long as it's not enforced properly and sufficiently and fairly, we're going to be getting these cases over and over again. So this is the recommendation, that in trying to move forward with various frameworks, including the ESG, sustainable development, and Section 17A and so on, it would be really very, very important for businesses and companies to also play very important roles in making sure that there is good governance, and that the enforcement institutions, the law enforcement in this country, must act without fear and without favor.
Cynthia, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. That was Cynthia Gabriel, human rights advocate at the Center to Combat Corruption and Cronyism, weighing in on the Sterber Dynamics case. If you have thoughts on that, do send them through. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.